Another case is Nidrei Shkogos. If you made a mistake, you were a shogeg, you didn't realize it. It will soon see the case. Because the side of a ned there has to be Levi Piv Levi Shavin. When you speak out, it has to be that your heart also knows about it. My shank it here, when you made a mistake, the neder is not chal. Like Lamashal. If somebody says, I'm making a neder, I can't eat today, if I ate this. V'yim shasisi. Like a guy says, I can't eat today, if I ate yesterday, or if I drank yesterday. Now, at the time when he made the neder, he did not realize, he forgot that he ate yesterday. He, at the time when he made the neder, thought that yesterday he did not eat. So does he mean to ask for himself today? No. Because right now he really believes that he didn't eat yesterday. So he's saying, I can make it a neder, I can't eat today if I ate yesterday. But as far as he's concerned, he didn't eat yesterday. So he does not mean to make it asa. Now the chiddush is v'niskar shochal. But later he remembers that really he did eat yesterday, or v'shosa, that he did drink yesterday. We say, so what? L'maisa, the neder is not chal. Because at the time when he said it, he thought that he does not mean to make an asa. The same thing, shani yoichel v'shani shoysa. Person makes a neder that this achreis, an apple, should be asa to me if I eat anything today, or if I drink anything today. Now in the middle of the day, v'shochach, he forgot about the neder, v'yochel, and he ate something, v'shos, and he drank. So since at the time when he did eat or drink, it wasn't on his mind then, the neder, he forgot he made the neder, that's also not called piv libay shavin, the yisr neder does not take place. What about in the case of Omar, a person says, koinem ishti nenesli. A person got angry at his wife, and he made a neder that his wife cannot have any enjoyment from him, from his property anymore. And he says why? Because he says he heard that shegon vas kisi, he heard that his wife stole his wallet. His wife stole his wallet. So he got angry at her, okay, I'm making a neder, from now on, you can't have any enjoyment from me. Or else he heard, he heard that his wife went and had the nerve to beat up his child, beat up the son, hit the son, so he got angry at his wife, and he made this neder. Now later, later we find out that nothing doing, his wife never hit the son. And later we find out that nothing doing, she never stole the wallet. So in such a case, the neder is not chal. These are all cases of nidrei shkogos that we say it wasn't piv v'libay shavin. The only reason why he made the neder was because he thought his wife did this. But later, when he finds out his wife did not do it, he did not have a mind to make the neder. So the neder is not chal. You do not have to go to a chacham to make hataras nedarim. By itself, the neder is not chal. Just like the other cases of nidrei shkogos. Nidrei Havoi, Nidrei Zeruzin, Heros of Neder is not Chal. Now another case. Oichlin Tainim. He saw people eating figs. The Yorman, he said, Harei Aleichem Korban. Like he saw people going down eating up his own figs. He got angry at them. He didn't want them to eat his figs. So he said, Yishnah, I'm making my figs a Korban. I'm making my figs and it's a Neder. Should be also for you. You can't eat them. Now what happened was, v'nimtzu aviv v'yachiv, he didn't recognize the people that were eating them, and when he went closer, he realized, you know, he was eating it. It was his own father eating the figs. It was his own brother eating it. V'hoyu imoyim acherim. But not only these two, there are other people there also. There were 10 people sitting down and eating the figs. So now the person made a neder that these people can't eat it anymore. Now we understand for sure that if he would have known if it's his father and his brother, he would have never made the neder. So what's nageya to the father and the brother, for sure the neder does not take place. Like they should be allowed to continue eating the figs. So the question is, what's going to be the luck about the other people now? So Beishama Yemer Beishamai says, Hein Mutorin Umashimoyim Asurim. Their father and the brother, that's like a nidrei shkoga. Like if the person would have known that it's his own father there and his own brother there, he would have never made the neder. So that's not called piv v'libay shavin. When you made the neder that my figs should be like a korban to these people, that they cannot eat it, we know for sure. If you would have known it's your father there, you would have never made the neder. That's called a shogeg. By mistake, you made this neder. So Beishamai says the father and the brother, those two are allowed to continue eating, but in the gates of the other people, the neder is chal. Well, Beisilu learned, Beisilu says no. And the loch is like Beisilu, that Eilu v'yelu mutarin. Beisilu says no, the klal is neder shutra miksosoi hutakuloi. Once part of your, like you said it in one word, in one breath you said, these tainim, these figs, should be like a carbon to these people. So you made one neder to all these people. Now once we say this neder is bottle, to some of the people, to your father and your brother, this neder does not go on anymore, that's a nidre shkoga. So once part of the neder is bottle, that's a klal of part of it is bottle, the whole neder is bottle. That's Beisilu's svar. Therefore the nether is bottom. So more stuff like this. Tana will not in a braisa. Kishem shen nidre shkogos mutarin. Just like our Mishnah says by a nether. If you make a nether by mistake, you forgot that you ate, or you didn't realize that you ate, it's mutar. You don't have to go to a chacham to be matar it. The halacha is kach shvua shkogos mutaris. The same halacha applies by a shvua. If you swear that you're going to do something, you're going to swear that you can't sleep today if you ate yesterday, and really now you thought that you didn't eat yesterday, and later you remember that you did eat yesterday, the shvuah is not chal. It's called you swore by mistake, because really you did not mean to make it that you can't sleep today, because you really thought at the time when you made the shvuah that you did not eat yesterday. Now, heichi dami shvuah shkogis. What's the case that you swore something where you made a mistake on it? So Gemara says, Kegoin Rav Kana Ravasi. It means the case of Rav Kana and Ravasi. These are two Talmidim that heard a shear from the Rebbe, and each one swore that that's what the Rebbe said. Hadei Noma Shvoso Dochi Yama Rav. Rav Kana swore that I heard my Rebbe Rav say that this is Mutter. V'yadein, and then Ravasi said, no, you didn't listen too good. But I swear that the Rebbe said just the opposite from you. Is the whole chad v'chad adayta d'nafshei shapaka mishtaba. This is also a case of a nidre shkogos. In other words, neither of them really meant to make something usur. In other words, what did they do? They swore, they said, I swear that my Rebbe said this is mutter. And if that's not what my Rebbe said, I'll make a shvuah I can't eat today. So we say he did not mean to make it that he can't eat today, because he really thinks that's what his Rebbe said. So when he made this shvua that he can't eat today, we say it wasn't in his mind. He didn't think about making it awesome, because he in his mind was for sure that's what the Rebbe said. And the other one did the same way. Even though really one of them is making a mistake and one of them is like, the shvua should be chal, but that's the chiddush. It's called the shvuas shkoga. At the time when you made the shvua, you were a shogeg, you made a mistake. Like, even if you're wrong, the Rebbe said it was asa, you thought it was mutter. But when you swore now that you can't eat today, we say you didn't really mean it. You didn't mean to make a shvu you can't eat today, because in your mind, you're for sure what the Rebbe said the way you said it. That's also a case of shvuas shkogos. Saran says it doesn't mean to say this is the only case to find shkogos. This is a chiddush also. As even though you can find cases like in our Mishnah, this is also a Chiddush, that people make mistakes the way they understand the Rebbe. The Ran said, like, it's a Chiddush of Rav Ravusa, the Afagad Rav Kana Ravasi, Kol Chad V'Chad Omele L'Chavrei, the Toi, each one like was telling the other one, you made a mistake, and you didn't understand good what the Rebbe said. So I would have thought that now that they're both going to swear to one another, maybe they really meant to make a shvuah. That's like when you bet somebody. Maybe you really meant to swear. Kamashma, no, still it's called a shogeg. That each one was so sure that he was right, that he did not have in his mind to make anything awesome. Even though I'm saying, like, I swear my Rebbe said it was mutter. And if I'm wrong, I mean to make it awesome that I can't eat today. We say, no, you didn't mean to make it offer today. Because you were thought in your mind 100% that you're right, so you didn't even think about making it offer. That's not called pivoli b'shavit. Right, the raw nice and oichen. Then the Mishnah says, if you see people eating your figs, and you make one neder that they can't eat it, and then we find out there was your father and brother there, so it's a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel, could the other people eat it or not? Tonight we learn with Sanhassim, we learn to the Gemara later on the Samach Vov, Toischim beis Shabbos beis Uviyam and Toivim. That a person makes a neder that he's not going to drink wine the whole year, he makes such a neder. And then he realizes, Oivei, come Shabbos, I have to make Kiddush, have to make Abdullah, have to use wine. So he wants to find the Pesach, he wants to be Mavatel the neder, that I call upon him on Shabbos, he should be able to drink wine. On Yom Tovim, he should be able to drink wine. So, Barishoin, how you, I remember at the beginning, they used to say, what's Talocha? Oysen Hayom Mutarim. Those days that you find the Pesach, that you want to be Mata the neder, to say that on Yom Tovim and Shabbos, you should be able to drink wine. Very good. You could do that. But with Shar Kol HaYomim, the rest of the days of the week, Asurim, you should know your first neder still stays. Now, as you made a general neder, that this year you can't drink any wine, and later you find out that, Oyvei, I can't make Kiddush anymore. So you feel bad, you want to be matter the neder, only the Gate Shabbos is Yom Tovim. So at the beginning we thought, that's the loch, you could do that. You could take off your neder partly, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not chal, you're allowed to drink wine. But for the rest of the week, that first neder is still here. Achebo Rabbi Kiva v'limud. Until Rabbi Kiva came and taught them, no, it's not halacha. V'limud, he taught us like this. The klal is that neder shehuta miksosoi huta kulei. Whenever you have a neder, you set it in one lashon, and now the chacham is matah, takes away part of it, automatically the whole neder is bottled. You can't have half of your neder yes, and half of the neder no. It's like one lashon. So when we're matir, when we take away part of it, Lamamish, like it says in our Mishnah, like Basilus says, that once we're matir, that the father and the brother could eat the figs, who was in the other people could also eat it also. Some of Rabbi says like this, the Kuliyam, everybody I tell you, is called Heichad Yomar, when he says, Ilu ha'yisi yedeya, Shabbat b'nechem. If I would have known that my father is there eating these figs, I would have said like this, Kulchem Asurim, all of you people are Asur, Chutz Meyaba, excluding my father, he's the only one that could eat it. In such a case, the Kulon Asurim, the Yavav Mutter. Everybody would agree in this Lashon, since he said it like two Mishonis, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Meyaba, everybody, even Basila would agree, that the other people would still remain Asur, just the father would be Mutter. La Nechlaka, where is the Machlegas Na Mishnah, El Biyom, you said like this, if I would have known that my father is amongst you there, I would have said like this, you and you, I would have said different lashonos, you and you is asurim, v'yaba muta, but my father is muta. That's where it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Now as if you would have said a general lashon, kulchem asurim, one word, then everyone would agree they would be asur. But when you say this lashon of Plainly, plainly, since you're saying about different people, then we say, when you matter the father, automatically the other people also become mutter. That's the way Rabbi wants to say.